KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and a little breezy, 66 degrees in Atlantic at 7:05. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast is calling for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly sunny today, a high of 72. In southwest Iowa news, a Montgomery County man was arrested early this morning on assault and other charges. Red Oak police say 36-year-old Christopher Michael Mattingly of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 12:15 a.m. in the 300 block of East Coolbaugh Street. Mattingly faces charges that include public intoxication, interference with official acts, and domestic abuse assault with weapon. He was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Federal prosecutors say they plan to ask the former city clerk for the city of Casey to pay more than $2 million in restitution as part of her sentence for mail fraud and malicious use of fire. Dorothy Dillinger entered a plea agreement in May, admitting that she lit the city hall building on fire in August of 2014, the night before state auditors were to arrive to investigate missing money she'd taken and used for personal expenses since 2009. Dillinger, who's 61, served as the city clerk for 30 years in Casey. Her sentencing is scheduled for October 21st. Prosecutors in documents filed Friday seek 5 years in prison and $2.2 million to pay for rebuilding the city hall and replacing contents, including tax returns, tools, city maps, and a Santa suit. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man from Hancock was arrested Thursday on a warrant for criminal mischief in the fourth degree. 40-year-old Charles Raymond Byrd was taken into custody at around 9:20 p.m. and booked into the Pott County Jail for allegedly causing damage to his place of residence in the 100 block of North Scott Street in Hancock. And a woman from Magnolia turned herself into the Pott County Sheriff's Office Thursday afternoon. 41-year-old Virginia Renee Points was wanted on a Pott County warrant for harassment in the third degree. Points was turned over to corrections officers without incident. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported the arrest of a Villisca resident on Friday. Just before noon, deputies arrested Kelsey Kling of Villisca on a charge of burglary in the third degree. The charge stems from an incident that occurred at a residence on 5th Street in Villisca. Kling was arrested in the 600 block of 6th Street and taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where her bond was set at $5,000. Authorities say 45 pounds of marijuana has been seized and a minivan driver has been arrested along Interstate 80 in Omaha. The Douglas County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office says a deputy saw the eastbound minivan drive onto the roadway shoulder without signaling at around 2:15 a.m. Friday. The deputy later called for a drug dog, which the sheriff's office said eventually alerted deputies to the low odor of drugs. The authorities say the pot was found in 40 sealed bags inside two duffel bags. More than $3,600 in cash was also seized. The driver told deputies he was driving from Utah to Iowa. He was arrested on suspicion of possession for the sale of marijuana and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Elsewhere in the news, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce and Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department have partnered together to create the second annual Fireman's Picnic. That'll be held before the Fireman's Parade this evening. Weta Hargens, Chamber Executive Director, said the goal is to bring the community downtown today to shop their favorite businesses, enjoy a barbecue meal, and stay for the annual parade. Now, the picnic begins at 4 o'clock. The meal is $7 and will include a barbecue sandwich, baked beans, chips, and a drink. The Atlantic BPO Does will be offering desserts for a free will donation. Entertainment from all ages will be available throughout the picnic, including face painters, bounce houses, bags, a scavenger hunt, photo booth, and a helicopter landing at the picnic, along with performances by Sheltered Reality and the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Marching Saints. Sheltered Reality is a nonprofit organization that dedicates itself to being a youth-oriented project where youth members use music and education as a way to reach out to audiences, motivating them to advocate for those in need, especially children and families. The Pleasant Green Marching Saints is a youth ministry that's designed to bring youth together and teach them about Christ. Their award-winning ministry allows the youth to express themselves through dance and drum corps. Their ages range from 3 to 20. Now, following the picnic, at 6 o'clock, you can watch the Fireman's Parade from Chestnut Street here in Atlantic. And if you still like to be a part of that parade, you need to line up at 4 o'clock at 3rd and Olive. There will be volunteers there to direct you where to go. The Fireman's Picnic is presented to you by the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department, Atlantic Locker Service, First Whitney Bank, W&S Appliance, Berg Electric, the Nishna Valley Credit Union, and the Atlantic Community Promotions Commission. If you'd like more information on the Fireman's Picnic or Parade, or for a full list of activities, go to AtlanticIowa.com on the web. The Iowa Department of Public Health has announced that 63 Iowa communities, including Atlantic, have been honored by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention with a water fluoridation quality award. The number of communities receiving awards is up from 40 last year. Fluoridation is the adjustment of fluoride in drinking water to a level that's effective for preventing tooth decay. The award recognizes those communities that achieved excellence in community water fluoridation by maintaining a consistent level of fluoride in drinking water throughout the calendar year 2015. Among the area communities that have received the award are Atlantic Municipal Utilities, the Brita Water Supply, Council Bluffs Water Works, Elkhorn Municipal Water Works, Glenwood Municipal Utilities, Guthrie Center Municipal Water Works, Harlan Municipal Utilities, the Shelby Water Supply Plant No. 1 and No. 4, Trainer Water Department, West Central Iowa Rural Water Association, and Boyer and West Central Rural Water Association in Nishnabotna, and the Winterset Municipal Water Works, to name but a few. DPH Water Fluoridation Coordinator Kelsey Feller said that water fluoridation is one of the best investments that communities can make in maintaining the oral health of their citizens. It's equally as effective in preventing cavities in children and adults. Fluoridation, according to Feller, is also highly cost-effective. Studies continue to show that for every $1 invested by communities in water fluoridation, $38 are saved in dental treatment costs. For more information on water fluoridation in Iowa, you can go to idph.iowa.gov on the web and search for their oral health link. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Mary Anna Chapman, age 75, of Red Oak, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Red Oak. Funeral services for Mary Chapman will be this morning at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Red Oak. Selgren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home of Red Oak has the arrangements. Charlie Smith, age 72, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Memorial services for Charlie Smith will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sally Jo Coulthard, age 73, of Tucson, Arizona, and formerly of Audubon, died September 3rd in Tucson. Celebration of Life memorial services for Sally Jo Coulthard will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ray Dreher, age 75, of Hamlin, died September 29th at St. Anthony's Regional Hospital in Carroll. Cremation has taken place, and memorial services for Ray Dreher will be this evening at 5 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Audubon has the arrangements. Mary Susan Burlaw, age 94, of Casey, died Thursday. Funeral services for Mary Burlaw will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Isles Brandt Chapel in Dallas Center. Isles Brandt Chapel in Dallas Center is in charge of the arrangements. Donald Earl Gray, Jr., age 62, of Norman, Oklahoma, died September 21st. Memorial services for Donald Gray, Jr. will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Edward Michael Stefani, age 69, of Harlan, died Thursday. A mass of Christian burial for Edward Stefani will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Thomas Young, age 86, of Adair, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Thomas Young will be on Monday at 3 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Lawrence Groof, age 66, of Atlantic, died Thursday. A celebration of life service for Lawrence Groof is currently pending for November the 12th at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Williams, Iowa. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Edwin Williams, age 85, of Bridgewater, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Edwin Williams are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.